Good morning, everybody. It's 8:47. Mike and Casey in the morning at 100.7 WHUD with actor Steve Sharippa. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
How are you? How's everything, you guys? How you doing?
Well, we're good, but this is early for you, right? You're still trying to get...
This is very early. If I'm not working, I'm sleeping. If I'm not at work at this time, I'm sleeping. Yeah, it's early for me. I like to wake up at the crack of 10, you know?
All right, well, you got a couple of big events coming up. The first one is this Sunday in Red Bank, New Jersey at the Count Basie Center. What are you going to be doing that day?
Well, what we have is there's a show, it's Conversations with the Sopranos. So it's myself, Michael Imperioli, who played Christopher, Vincent Pastore, who played Big Pussy. We do a question and answer. There's a moderator. We do a question and answer. Then we'll take questions from the audience. There's a Sinatra impersonator, Michael Martucci, with a 20-piece big band. It's coming up on Frank Sinatra's 103rd birthday. So it's just a combination of all of us. And if you're a Soprano fan and or a Sinatra fan, it's going to be a great night. We're close to sold out. We're at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. It's thebasie.org for tickets. And you could also, there's a meet and greet. I don't know exactly how it works, but there's you can buy tickets and you come backstage and say hello and take a picture. And we've been doing it. It's the 20th anniversary of The Sopranos coming up in January, and we've done this show about a half a dozen times. In May, we're going to Australia, New Zealand, and England. There's just been a lot of interest, and if you're a Soprano fan, we tell stories, behind-the-scenes stuff. A lot of times there's stuff that I don't even know existed, and you get it from three different guys, you know.
Very cool. Now, did you ever meet Sinatra?
I did. I lived in Las Vegas for many years. I met Sinatra about four or five times. Not that he knew me, but yes, I met him the first time in 1987. It's the only guy I wanted to take a picture with, and I have that picture.
Oh, wow, that's good. So you had the guts to ask him to take a picture. Was he friendly about that?
Yeah. You know what it was? It was at the end of a party. It was about 4 in the morning. He came in. The party started about 2. It was a dinner party for about 25 people. And, we asked him for a picture. My wife took the picture. And then she said, "Hang on, Frank. I want to get in there." And he said, "Come on, sweetheart." So it was once in a lifetime thing. But I was at his house. His right hand guy, Jilly Rizzo, was a friend of mine. And at his funeral afterwards, to Sinatra, I was actually in his house.
Oh,
not
wow.
That I was pals with him, but I was invited in.
We're talking with actor Steve Sharippa from The Sopranos, and I have to say, you've developed into one of my favorite characters on Blue Bloods. Are you enjoying that experience?
Oh, it's great, great. I joined the show in 2015. I've done about 50 episodes. Pretty soon I've done more Blue Bloods than Sopranos. I think the show is great. I didn't watch it much before I was on it, but I enjoy it very much. We're in the middle of shooting. We started in July and we go until April. And great cast, great writing. I enjoy the show very much. It's great. The show still wins its time slot Friday night. It's one of the most watched shows on TV. So great to be a part of that, you know.
Yeah, and of course, people that watch the show know that you're an investigator with the DA's office. So you say, probably is a drinking game somewhere, every time you say Erin, because that's the character's name that you're working with, you say her name like every time.
That's funny. Yeah, she's great. Bridget Moynihan is great. I enjoy working with her very much. Like I said, you know, show's great. Great show, and we shoot all over New York City, on the streets, the studios in Brooklyn. So I'm very lucky, to get on one good show as an actor is like hitting the lottery. And I've been lucky enough, this is my third one. In between this and The Sopranos, I was on Secret Life of the American Teenager for 5 years, and that was a great show. So I've been very, very lucky.
Now, what do you have coming up at Madison Square Garden?
There's a Garden of Laughs. This is the third time I'm hosting it. It's a charity event for kids in the tri-state area, Madison Square Garden, underprivileged kids, and they do incredible amount of work, the Garden of Dreams Foundation. And there's a comedy show April 2nd. Tickets went on sale today, I believe, and it's Jerry Seinfeld, Jon Stewart, Tiffany Haddish, Michael Che, John Mulaney, Bill Bird, and Brian Reed.
Wow.
It's an incredible lineup, and it's going to sell out. It's going to sell out quick, so she gets tickets to that. If you like comedy, it's for everybody.
Oh, wow, and you get to host that,
great
huh?
show, yeah. And I get to host it, yeah. I mean, you know, I let them be funny. I just do. This is my third year. It's a great, great, it's a great event. It really is. And they raise a lot of money. And, you know, looks, there's all kinds of charities. This happens to be a really good one.
Yeah. We're talking with Steve Schirripa. Yeah. Just one more thing from me. Your Uncle Steve's Italian Specialties. You got your own sauce out there?
Oh, I've had the sauce for about 4 years. We're in a ton of stores. You can get it at UncleStevesNY.com. We have it's organic, a line of organic pasta sauces that are really good. If you didn't know it came out of a jar, trust me, you wouldn't know. So we're doing that, and I guess that's about it for that's about it for now. But this Sunday night, if you're a Soprano and/or Sinatra fan, come out to Basie.org, get your tickets, come say hello. It's going to be a really good night.
All right. And we wish you a very happy holiday season. Are you going to have all the fishes on Christmas Eve?
I don't do all seven, but we'll do about four of them.
Okay.
I look forward to that. You know, I like the holidays. Everyone's a little bit nicer between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know?
Yeah, well, that's why we had you on the show, because we're nice, and you're nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. Mike and Casey, very nice.
Steve Schirripa, thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for talking to me.
Right. Steve Schirripa, I love him on Blue Bloods. I really do. He has a small role, but very effective.
And I'm guessing he was growing up a kid in Bensonhurst watching Tom Selleck on Magnum P.I.
Absolutely.
And now he's got a show with him.
Unbelievable. 8:55, Mike and Casey. We got a brand new Christmas song from, of all people,
who?
The Monkees.
Get out.
I'm not kidding.